You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Tyre Power. Storewide super sale now on. Get into your local independently owned Tyre Power today.
Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Coming to you live from SEN SA Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA at 19 minutes past 6. Big lineup of guests on the show this morning. We are going to be heading to West Lakes to speak to Jake Soligo from the Adelaide Crows in the lead up to the showdown this weekend. Mark Milligan from Adelaide United, they have a big match against the Wanderers. And of course, he's a former Socceroos captain. Another captain was announced last night in Jackson Irvine in the absence of Matt Ryan. So we'll talk to Millsy about that. And thanks to Ray White, Rachel Laurie, our Mindset series continues with Daniel Menzel, Ken Farmer medalist, and of course, Sandful premiership player. In the meantime, let's get into this.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Good morning, Jace. What have we got on the socials today? What do you want to have a chat about?
Oh, there's a bit going on. Good morning to you. Great job last night too, can I just say. Watched, tuned in and enjoyed the game and enjoyed the announcements over the loudspeaker. Can you just give me, one time the first goal scorer for Ecuador again, please?
Yeah, of course I can. Ecuador goal scored by number 8, Pervis Estupiñan.
What's his nickname, Pervis?
I didn't get as far as that. But this is all in my preparation because I need to make sure that I'm saying it authentically out of respect. So it's the most important thing to do. And you're welcome, everyone.
Well, at least the show got the Ecuadorian names right. I couldn't even get Brandon Barilo's name right.
Hey, you didn't. You just did it then either.
Well, that was intentional.
Was
then.
It?
Yeah.
Now, later in the show today, boys, after 7 o'clock, Bix is going to go through it. And I believe you are as well, Walsh. What changes you would like to see to your team this week? Well, we're asking that of the listeners today and those who are on Twitter. Tweet away for us. Let us know what changes you would like to see if you're a Crows supporter or a Port Adelaide supporter, be it personnel or tactical.
That's it. I'll give you a little sneak preview of what I'm talking about. I mentioned it yesterday. Jordan Dawson to the midfield and Elliot Himmelberg down back, plus one or two ins and outs of the team.
Ooh. All right. Let us know what you think via Twitter or the text line. The four-week suspension for Nathan Broad's sling tackle on Paddy Parnell, was it appropriate? We had David King talking about 6 weeks. I don't know. That felt extreme, but maybe he's onto something there. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Let us know via the text line and or on Twitter. And you may have heard and seen a story on Fox Footy. It's good to see other people catching up. We spoke about this before you joined the show, Bix, about 2 months ago when Bryce Gibbs was on about the possibility of Adelaide having a third AFL franchise. I personally can't see it, but there was a story up on Fox Footy about it. It got me thinking about what should Adelaide's next professional sporting franchise be. Should it be a third AFL club? Should it be a second A-League club? We know the A-League's going through expansion. NRL keep talking about expansion. Should the Adelaide Rams come back? Let us know your thoughts on Twitter or via the text line there. Walshy, have you got a thought one way or the other?
I do, and I've had a good think about this, and I'm trying to think bigger picture as well with sustainability and finances and venues and things like this. I think logistically, the easiest thing to do if we are looking for another South Australian franchise, and that would be to introduce another Suncorp Super Netball team. I think that logistically has the best facilities when it comes to they could both play at Netball SA Stadium, or one of them could play at the Entertainment Centre, or there is where the Adelaide 36ers train at 36ers Arena. So there's venues.
Yeah,
I feel
that
the talent pool is quite deep. There's a lot of netballers in South Australia. It's either the second best or the best domestic competition in the world when it comes to netball. So I feel it's been tried before with the Ravens when they were in South Australia, but I think if we had to answer that question with another SA franchise, I would be looking at another netball team.
Well, the talk around AFL circles is it'll come from clubland. It's a come from an established club. It won't be like Adelaide, a composite side. And
well, let's not hold back. I mean, I've heard Norwood. So, and that's what was reported.
Well, I've heard something slightly different.
Okay.
I've heard it's going to be more a geographical point of difference.
Right.
And then it'll be down south and it'll be the Port Nolunga Cockle Divers. Might be making a play.
Gibbs will get to 300, you beauty.
Trademark the name. The Cockle Divers is available. They're a big club and they've got some big names behind it. Just watch this space.
Jace, the thing is, mate, as you get to know Mark Bickley, you'll see once he throws a line out and he's got a little bit of a smirk, you know he's going for comedy. And Jace, you... You were like a carp in the Murray, just jumping onto that line straight away.
It's a fair-sized carp he's just reeled into, Carly.
Thank you very much for that. Bix, before we find out what else is happening on the show this morning, and we would like to thank Mourne Team Group Fleet, 7 massive brands for taking care of us. Your quick thoughts on what happened at the Tribunal last night. I was at AFL House because it's at Marvel Stadium. I should have gone and reported it.
You could have been out with a man on the spot. I think he probably at the lower. I thought it was going to be 4 or 5, particularly when we got some great texts yesterday reminding us of Scott Lysette, who got 5 weeks for a very similar incident. And that was in 2021. And we're probably moved a little bit more conservative since 2021. So I thought maybe 5 was the number, but am I going to go to war on 4? No. The other one that I was more surprised about was Charlie Ballard, who got a one match suspension for a forearm to the side of the head before the ball had been thrown back into play. It was graded as intentional. He and the Gold Coast Suns appealed it, and they got the grading from intentional down to careless, which meant that it went from a one match ban to a fine. Now I just think things where you look at another player, the it's not in play, it's not in the heat of the moment, and you put your forearm into the side of someone's head, just don't see how that can't be intentional. And I don't think that is something that is in our game. It's at a stop play, and it's just not something I think we should be being lenient on. And if anything, we should be going the other way and making sure that we remove those instances from our game. So I was surprised that that one there was relinquished or rebutted.
What are your thoughts? 0427 154 166. We have giveaways today for the text and caller of the day, including that Signet Boost power bank valued at $59.95. It will keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7. Imagine me at AFL House last night. Yeah, just wanted to report the player who is suspended was...
Number 10,
you gone with Nathan Broad? What would you have said? 4 weeks for
high contact. 4 weeks, Nathan Broad. And then I would have run away.
That.
Yeah, I should imagine that.
With your Socceroos beanie on and your shirt.
It's 27 minutes past 6.